We're on the Mishnah, on Ayin Hey, on the Aleph, Shirin Perek, which has been today is a difficult subject. Okay, the whole Perek is basically talking about when you have problems in your Chotzer, in your Mavoy, people living there, Goyim, non-religious Jews, people that forgot to make their Chotzer. And now we're going to have a sugya. We've already had it a little bit before, which is called when people have the right of passage through your chotzer. What is their status? The case really is, I didn't see it in the big book, but in the Mishnayos, they end up having something like 15 pictures on this one Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shtei chatzeres zu lufanim mizu. You have two chatzeres, you have an inner one and an outer one. And there's only one entrance into the chatzer, into them. So the problem is, the inner passage has the right of passage, the inner people have the right of the passage to the outer one. So if they're not part of the Erev, how do they affect it? Let's just see Rashi. They have the right of passage. So you have two chatzeros, but only one of them goes outside. So the inner one always has to go through the outer one in order to go outside from the chatzeros. Okay, Eva ha-Panimis. Now let's start with the first case. There's going to be a lot of different cases and a machloka tanoim in this Mishnah. And then the Gemara is going to go through is the machloka tanoim, how far do we take it with all the cases. So you should stay chateros. This one is an inner one and it only has access to the road through the outer one. So what happened was Eva ha-Panimis, they made their Eruv chateros between them all. So now they could all travel carried from their houses into their chatzer, v'lo erva chitzona, and the outer one didn't make an eruv. So there's not really a problem. Hapanimis muteret. The ones in the inner courtyard are muteret, take from their house and outward. V'chitzona asur, and the outer one can't. No chidush. That's pasuk. That's just setting up the case basically for the next one. Here's the next problem. Hachitzona, the outer one made an Eruv, meaning everyone in the outer chotzer, the one that's next to the Shusav Avim, they can carry from their houses, they should be able to carry from their houses to the chotzer. But Velopanimi, the inner one did not make an Eruv. Shteyem Asorot, no one now can carry. Because since the inner one has the right of passage through the outer one, and they're usher to go from their house into their chatzer, they're going to usher the outer one. Let's see Rashi. Erva Panimis, that was the first case. Liatzma, the Taltel B'chatzera, they did it. Not a problem. The second case is where the outer one did it, the inner one did not. Shteyem Asorot. Dahavya Panimit Regal Ha'asorah. It's Regal Ha'asorah B'makoma, V'asorot B'drisat Ragla alachitzona. Let's get the terminology now down. This is the terminology of the whole sugya. The regal is asura on them because they cannot go from their house into their chatzer with carrying things. Of course, they could walk out if they want to. It's just they can't carry objects. So it's a regal ha'asura bimkoma. It's a regal that's asura in its place to travel. V'oseret b'tzrisat raglisha alachitzona. They now are also, because they have the right of passage, right? That's the Drisat Vagla. They go through it. Alachitzona, that's the case over here. We're going to have different scenarios now. If the inner one can carry from the house, they have what's called a Regal Hamuteret or a Regal Ha'isor. Regal Asura means the inner ones cannot carry from within their house to the Chatzar. A Regal Muteret means they can carry from the house within the Chatzar. And how is it going to affect if the outer Chatzar made their thing or not? Okay, just basically on this, it's really a Tzorach even before we even begin on what's the problem over here. Meaning, we have this why should a drisat regal, the rite of passage of the inner one, also anything on the outer one? They're not part of it, even though they don't have, they only have the rite of passage through it. They can't go into the outer chatzer and hang out or whatever. If they have the rite of passage, maybe they go through it. It happens all the time. You have certain rites, but not rites to sit and make a meal and do whatever they want in that other chatzer. They have limited rites over here. So they bring down the Chazon Ish, brings down the Sfashi, he discusses it, the different Rishonim discuss it, and he brings down an idea like this, that since he's Shotek B'Tashmish, he has some kind of Shituf in the Chaser, then when they make their Eruv, they have to include in the inner one. And if they didn't include in the inner one in their Shituf, in their Arevus, it's going to also the old thing. So you're like a quasi-status of usage in their chatzah, but it's enough that they can ruin things for the outer chatzah. Because we're going to have a case now. Let's say they didn't do everything all together. Meaning they made one inner one, and the outer one made an outer one. Is the inner one now, how far is their shituf going to go that they could actually usher the usage on the outer one?
How do they do it? I mean, is it everybody from the inner one has to join with them? Or is it a Kiruban representative? I mean,
to join in with the Eruv?
With the outer one, yeah.
Well, didn't we have earlier that when you make an Eruv, one person can go and can be Mizaka the Ravim? So I guess it would be the same thing. I mean, for sure it would have to be like that, because it's limited usage. Right. Where there's full usage, one could be Mizaka, so some of it would be the same case over here. But this is the parak of Hadar where people messed up. Right? This is the mess-up parak. You always have one parak in every Mesekta where everything goes wrong. This is the parak where things went wrong.
Didn't we have a thought also that people
will
see and therefore they'll carry also?
Obviously, people. Well, let's deal with the case where there was an Eruv made. The inner one made an Eruv, the outer one made an Eruv, but they didn't combine the two Eruvs. Can the inner one. I mean, of course they can carry, why not?
Oh,
no, for sure they can't carry from the other one. Oh, let's get this clear over here. The inner ones, when they make an Eruv, they can only carry the inner one. But if the outer one doesn't have an Eruv, they can only carry from the house to their chatzah, but they certainly can't go out to Rishus Rabim. We're just talking about usage in the chatzah over here with your kelim, bringing from your house into the chatzah.
But the inner ones, when they pass by the outer chatzah, then they're going to see that the outer ones are carrying, so they might carry all stamazai in their own chatzah.
And if I visit your chatzah or whatever, okay, I hear it. I didn't see this far being brought down.
Because this is kavua. They always.
It could be that this four over here is we're concerned about the inner person, what he can do to the outer person. I didn't see this four. What's the opposite?
Because the opposite, they don't have any business in there unless they made an Eruv, like we said before. The Eruv will make them.
I didn't see that the chachami. This is all. I didn't see this far. It doesn't mean it's not there, but it's. I didn't see it brought down. Sorry. Okay, let's see the cases again. There's a bunch of cases in this Mishnah. Shtei chatzer zu lefanim zu erva panimid v'lo erva chitzona panim muter v'chitzona sor. That's poshut. Hachitzona made the erva v'lo apanimid shteim asor, because since the inner one is asor to carry, and they have rite of passage through the outer one, they usher also the outer one that they cannot carry from their houses into their chatzah. Ir v'zuliatzma, the inner one made an Eruv. They can go from their house into their chatzah. The outer one made an Eruv. They can go from their house to the chatzah. But they didn't make it together. Zu muteret b'fnei atzma, v'zu muteret b'fnei atzma. They could each carry on their own. Rabbi Akiva also hachitzonit shedrisas haregel asorta. Rabbi Akiva users the outer one to use it. Why? Because there's drisas haregel, there's rite of passage from people that don't have the ability to carry in their chatzah, because they were never included in the original making of the Eruv in that chatzah. So he users it. And the Chachamim ain't drisas haregel asorta. They hold that you don't. So again, here's the case. The case is, again, they each have an Eruv, but they didn't combine it. The inner one has the rite of passage through the outer one. Since they have it, it's like there is shituf in tashmish over there, but they were never included in the Erev. Rabbi Akiva is going to usher, and Rabbi that regal that has the rite of passage, since they didn't make the Erev with the outer one, it's going to usher it. The Chachamim says it's not a problem. They're fine. Shachach echad min achitzona. Someone from the outer one didn't make an Erev, velo Erev, he didn't join in. But the Panini one had no problem. Panima muter v'yachitzona asor. Okay, again, it seems like this is just a step case. I don't see the big chiddush over there. Of course, the outer one, not everybody made an Erev, they're all asor. The inner one they made an Erev, they're muter. Here's the problem. Lo Erev, shechachad min achitzona velo Erev, panima muter v'yachitzona asor. Min apanimis. Someone from the inner one did not make their Eruv, follow Eruv, stay him a sort. It's going to mess everyone up. Why? But the same thing. The inner one now that cannot go from his house into his chatzer, even though it's just one that messed up, and now no one can use it. So therefore, the outer one is going to be usher now also. Not no Eruvin, v'makam echad. They combined the two chatzeros, and they put the Erev in one place. And then we'll explain why did they use the Lashon Makom Echad. V'shachach echad bein min apanimus bein min achitzona. Now one person, whether it's the inner one or the outer one, forgot to join in with this Erev. V'lo Erev, shtei mesoros. Okay, that's the standard case of someone forgetting that they joined everything together. We'll see why this is brought down. V'im hayu shel yachidin. And here's the last chiddush of the Mishnah. If they were in the chatzah, the inner chatzah only had one person living in it, and the outer chatzah only had one person living in it, and it's richon liarv, they don't have to make an eruv at all. Rashi will explain what that case is. Rashi, mutar li'atzma, in the case where one made it on the inner part, and the one made it on the outer part made the eruv, they put mutar li'atzma, each one can use their own chatzah, but the inner one cannot carry into the outer one. Kisavrei, because they hold the regal hamuteret bimkoma eino oseret. The regal hamuteret, the inner one, they have their mutter to carry from their house into their chatzer, even though they can't carry into the second one, bimkoma, in its place, the inner place, eino oseret. It's not going to oser. Rabbi Akiva is holding. He holds that kisava regal hamuteret bimkoma oseret. He would hold that it's still oser. That's the machloket that we have in the Mishnah. And the case is where it's a regal hamuteret. They can travel in the inner chatzer. They just can't go to the outer one. Is that going to be osir the outer one or not? Rebbe Kiva Saver, regal hamuteret oseret. And b'mikom shaloi of sham. Regal hamuteret, the inner courtyard where they have a regal hamuteret, they're going to be oseret b'makom shaloi of sham. They're going to be osir in a place that they weren't part of the Erev, which is the outer one. Come on, it's going to be meforshit. Min apnimis, v'lo ervo shteim isoros. In that case, the havi apnimis regal asor. In the case where the inner one didn't do it, he's going to usher everything, because the apnimis now is a regal ha'asor, meaning they can't travel from their house into the chatzer, therefore they're going to usher everything. Not no eruvin b'makom echad. They put it in one place. She'evu shtehem zu im zu. They all combined everything. V'hai b'makom echad mefarsh b'gemara shadnum b'chatzona. The makom echad is talking about they put in the outer one, and I'll discuss why it's a makom echad. V'shachach echad. Someone forgot. Afilu min echitzoni. Even if it's from the outer one. V'lo eruv shtehem esoros. The penimus nami oseres l'telpa b'chatzero. This now, since they all joined together and someone forgot, even the inner people, even though all the people in the inner chatzer managed to join in the Erev, but since they were joined with other people and someone forgot, so when you get too big of a group, one can ruin it all over here. That's the whole concept over here of a regal amuteret, that they have fried a passage. That's basically what he means. It's a little more early than we had. L'shtamushi bi'anfei nafsha. It was only the outer one. One forgot, ruins it for everyone. The last case is each chatzer is of yechidim. She'ein apnimis el echad. The inner one only has one. Ain't Shrichim Li Arva Zemze. They don't have to make an error between the two of them. Mishum Zrisos Vahavaydom. They don't have to worry, even with our rite of passage. The Keva the Yachidu, since he's an individual, the Apanimis Havi Regala Muters, since he's a Yachidu, living in his Chatzar, he doesn't have to make an error. You only have to make an error when you have to mix in everybody together. He has a Regala Muters. The Eino Oseret, he's not going to be Oser. The Stomach of Abonin. The Stomach of Abonin. Remember, he's in Regal Hamuteris. He can travel from his house to his Chatzar. Chachamim hold and Regal Hamuteris will not Oser where they have the right of the passage. Rabbi Akiva would hold it does. We say Stama the Kurabonin, and we'll see why. Vimayu Shnayim, if there were two people there, Afila Bechitzona Gazrin, and Dilma Ati Lemitre Shnayim Apanimas, Fiachad Lebechitzona. Okay, let's see it inside. Gemara. Okay, so that's basically our Mishnah, and we have, when it comes down to it, Rabbi Akiva holds a Regal Hamuteret, will usher the Chitzona, and Rabbi and the Chachamim holds that a Regal Hamuteret will not usher the outer one. Kiata Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Omer Rav Yana, he said the name of Rav Yana, Zu, meaning the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, which the only Kiddush was when the Chitzona made the Eruv and not the Pnimi, and we said that they're both Aser, Zu Debi Rav Yekiva. He wants to tie in it that this is Rav Yekiva. The Omer Afilo, puts in the filo of you. A filo regal hamuter bim koma oseret. Even a regal that's mutter in its place is oseret. Shalob bim koma. So that's how you read the whole thing. A filo regal hamuter bim koma oseret shalob bim koma. Even a regal hamuter, the inner courtyard where he's allowed to walk, in its place will also shalob bim koma, will also the outer one. Just like a regal hamuteret, the inner courtyard, when he can carry from his courtyard to the, from his house to his courtyard, it's not going to also the outer one. Kach regal ha'asur einu oser. Chachamim in the hold, even if the inner courtyard cannot go from their house to the chatzar, and they have right of passage to the outer one, ad kidei kach, they're not going to also. Let's just do this three. There's going to be three cases, three shitas, because the first case really isn't mashma that. That's going to be shitas chachamim. That basically shitas chachamim is you don't have a case of regular serf. You're not going to have ever a case because if they can't walk from their house to their courtyard, that's the worst case, and they're not going to usher the outer case. They never hold this idea that rite of passage will usher. That's the case of the chachamim. Tanat. So that's what Rabbi Dimi said. We are now going to have about 10 lines of Gemara to challenge, is this really Shita's Rabbi Akiva? And we're going to go away from it at the end. It's not true. We're going to see it's going to not be Shita's Rabbi Akiva. Tanan, going back to the Mishnah. In the case of Eruv Chitzona, the case where the outer one made the Eruv below Pnimi, Shteim Asoros, both of them are Asa, Mani, who is it? You might think it's Rabbi Akiva. It's not. It's, we're going to see that the diok is not. Remember, the outer one did it. The inner one didn't. Stay in the source. Mani. Eat lame Rabbi Akiva. Maybe you want to say it's Rabbi Akiva. My irregular sore. So if it's Rabbi Akiva, why was the scenario in the Mishnah of a case of regular asura, where the inner one did make the Erev? Just have a case where the inner one made the Erev. And also Rabbi Akiva would usher in it. So Mari Rabbi Akiva, you think it's Rabbi Akiva? Ma'iri regular store. Afilu regular muteret nami. It's also regular muteret. El alav reponin. So you want to make it reponin? Then why should they both be also? They're not because of a regal that goes through it, but rather because they didn't make an error. Now, Leolam, this is a challenge on Rabbi Dimi, and he answers, it's Rabbi Akiva. And don't make the deal in the Mishnah. What's the big Kiddush over here? It's a case of lozu avzu kitani. The Mishnah built up. We first had a case where a regal asorot is going to be oseret, and then we have a case of a regal muteret. It's a lozu avzu. Rashi. Af regal asorot and oseret. And matnitin motivina nalei coming. We're going to ask on this. Tanan chitzona velo panimit shteim asoros ha'eva, and if they did make an eruv nami panimis tovayu sharian alam regal hamuteret lo asor afilu regal hamuteret nami this? No, sorry, the next case. Tanan. Case in the Mishnah. Eruv v'zuli atzma v'zuli atzma. Each one made an eruv, so it's a regal hamuteret. The inner one can travel from the house to the chatzar. Zumuter b'fnei atzma v'zumuter b'fnei atzma. Taima, why is it? Taima, the erva, because they made an eruv. Halo erva, shtei mesuros. They should both be usher. We already learned that a regular muteret enu of seret, regular asor, asorat, mani. That's what we learned from over here. Ha'ilei mi Rabbi Akiva, maybe you want to say Rabbi Akiva again. He, afi le regular muteret nami. It can't be. A lav rabbanani. Again, we made the deal to show it's not Rabbi Akiva, it's rabbanan, that it's a regular muteret. Va'od mi the sefer. And from the fact that in the middle of the Mishnah, we had a Rebbe Akiva, Shita's Rebbe Akiva. Therefore, Reisha is love Rebbe Akiva. All cash is on Rebbe Dina. The Rebbe Dina came and said, the Chiddush of the mission is all Rebbe Akiva. And he answers, Kula Rebbe Akiva he, the Chesori Mekswa. And we have to re-understand the wording of the Mishnah. There's things lacking in the Mishnah. V'achi Kitani, this is how you have to read the Mishnah. Eruv zuli atzma, zumuter b'fnei atzma, zumuter b'fnei atzma. When you made a when you made an eruv for each one, they're both mutter to travel in their own. The madvar memorim, but here's the added part of the mission that we didn't know before. What do you have to say? The case is shiasta daka. They made a daka, meaning the inner one before they went into the outer chatzah. They made a little hecker, a little doorway or something. Oh, picture over here. They made a little daka. That was to show that they are not going to usher the outer one. Some kind of statement saying we are not going to, we're not exercising our right of passage to usher it on you. If they didn't make an usher, chitzoni asur. That's divrei Rabbi Akiva. Should Rabbi Akiva usher et chitzoni mipnei drisa to regal? Because Rabbi Akiva will usher the chitzoni because the drisa to regal. And they don't. So only when is it mutter? When they put up this daka to prevent it. That's a comma over here, basically. And Rav Dimi, we had all these constant Rav Dimi, how could it be Rabbi Akiva? And he says it is, if you have more words in the Mishnah. Rashi, afilu regala mutter, nami, tikatani, sefer, gabi, evish, dehem, kol achad liatma, Rabbi Akiva, osher, echitzon, mishun, liashminan, hikufa, Lo tzrika de v'sefer nafkalan hashtem muteret asur asur miboyer. Such the lozu afsu case. Liolam it's all Rabbi Akiva. V'lo tidak minei. Sorry, this was in the case yesterday. There was no rashis. Lo asur v'lo tidak minei er v'lo asur alehi gufa. It's the chiddush over here. Kamash malan drisa the regular asur hasur oser. Oh, no, the kashi alach m'sefer nafka. Oh, what's the chiddush of the first case? It comes out from the second case. And achinami, you're right. It's a lozu afsu. Achinami, the first part was the question. Here's the answer. Elahi ashminan bereisha v'hado omer lozu bilvad also Rabbi Akiva. Tahavi regala tzor ela aftazu. Erezu liatzma v'zuli liatzma v'zuli liatzma t'pinyu regala muterati. Afilo achi Rabbi Akiva also achitzona. Okay. Tamad de Eva, the reason why they're over there is Tamad de Eva, Panimus, the Havi Regal Muteris. Halo Eva Shtemasaurus. The Regal Has Sora Oserat. The Halekalim Medak. Halo Eva Chitzona Hamurez Muteret. The She'enu Murevet Asor. The Hapshita, the She'enu Murevet Asor. It's going to be like that. The Hakavar Tani La Leel Matanitin. Limishum he goofily ashminan regal materi no asor the ashminan regal hasoras filete. Kagon ever chitonable of penimus chitonum materis, but koshachain haela vadai dafki tani, there's a deal to make over there against Rabbi Akiva. The next question was, mit the safe of Rabbi Akiva, have Rabbi Akiva aha milta pligi? We see that in the first case, it's not Rabbi Akiva. So we changed the mission, we said she asked the daka. The inner one made this daka before the other chatzer. Penimus asta delit kitana. It's like a small little door over here. Lifnei pischa v'silka drisas ragla mechitzona. They are removing, they're making the statement, they're removing their rite of passage. Swashi also over here. And we should a regular sir. If you're Tavayo Mila, the Rabbi Akiva plegi, I'm both in the argument. I feel a rage, you can tell you, Chitzon of a low penimus, same as source. The natural of Rabbi Akiva, Adi Askel, and Milta, the Hada, Fligo Lea. Okay. Mesiv Vav Bibi. Okay, we're not done yet. We had, even though Rav Dimi, or his Bevai, Rav Lef would say it's Bevai. Mitzvah Rav Bevai, on Shitas Rav Dimi, that the mission is really speaking Shitas Rav Akiva, that even a regal hamuteret on the inner one will usher the outer one, even if they made their proper Eruv, if they weren't included in it. Mitzvah Rav Bevai, Barbaya, Fima Yushal Yachidim. If it's of Yachidim, ain't strictly earth. You don't have to. Hashel Rabim, but if the inner one had more than one person, strictly earth. So what do you see from that? Alma, regal hamuteret bimkoma, they have to make an Erev, and it's a regal hamuteret bimkoma, and it will start. It's not an asur. Regal ha'asur, but only if it's a regal ha'asur, oseret. Viod makes even, is another question, Ravina, from the second to last case of the Mishnah. Shachach ha'chad min ha'chitzona, someone from the outer one forgot to make they forgot to join in. Falo Erev, ha'penimus muteres, they're allowed to go into theirs. The chitzona is asur. They're not allowed to go into theirs. Shachach echad min hapanimis. But in the case where someone from the inner one didn't do it, and it's a regular asur, falo erev shteim asuros. Taima. Why did the case where they're both asur? Because the inner one didn't make it. He's a regular asur. The shachach. Halo shachach shteim mutaris. That's the kasha that's not Rabbi Akiva. It's clearly from this case over here, where the inner one forgot, only because he forgot they can't use it. But if he didn't forget, it shouldn't usher it. So you see, where he didn't forget, he has a din of a regular muteret, and it's not going to usher the second one. Clearly not Rabbi Akiva. Alma, we see regular muteret, enu oseret, regular oseret, oseret. Regular hasur, oseret. Oh, knockout. That's clearly. Our Mishnah cannot be all Rabbi Akiva. There's obviously things there for. I'm not sure how to read back the Gemara when he mentioned that there was words missing from the Mishnah, whether that's goes through or not. Remember Rabbi Dimi, we asked questions on Rabbi Dimi, we said, no kasha, it's all Rabbi Akiva, and Hachi Ketani. You have to read it. There's a Chesorim Mekstra. But now we showed that the Mishnah is not all Rabbi Akiva, so I'm not sure if it... What?
Kasha goes back.
I don't know. I didn't see anyone talk about it. It's just what to think about as we're learning the Gemara more, but even when we have time over Shabbos to go over these sugyas that were so difficult to write. Okay. Ella, Kiyata Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Omer Rav Yani, this is what Rav Yani said on the Mishnah. It's clearly it could not be Rav Dimi because the Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva. We see clearly from the last case, we finally gave a knockout punch. And again, stamma that we gave the knockout punch on the last case. Maybe the other cases also weren't Rabbi Akiva. We're not going to learn like this. And this is what Rav Yani said. Gimel machloket bedavar. He says, sets up the Mishnah. There's three shitas in it. Tana Kama, the first sheet in the Mishnah, Sava Regala Muteret, Einu Oseret, or Regala Oseret. The first case is when it's a regal hamuteret, when they're allowed to, the inner one is allowed to travel in their chatzer, they are not going to usher the outer part one. But a regal asur, but if they can't travel in their chatzer, their rite of passage is going to mess up the outer one. Rabbi Akiva, who's going to be machmir, sova filu regal hamuteret, even if they could use their inner one, if they're not part of the outer one's eruv, usher, they're going to usher. Rabban and Batrai, in the last case, Savi Kishim, Shavregal Muteret, Eno Assert, Kach Regal Assert, Eno Assert, you're never going to have a case where the inner one's rite of passage will usher the outer one. Rashi? And did the Rashis? Tamid the Shachach. This was the knockout on Rabbi Dimi. Echad min Pnimit. One of the inner ones forgot. Halo Shach, but if he didn't forget, shtei muter, they should be us, mutter. Had the look of Rabbi Akiva. Can't be Rabbi Akiva. Dika Rabbi Akiva, if they both do it, Nami also ala chitzoni. Even if they make the erev, it should also on the chitzoni, because he holds a regal muteret will also. El alav v'bonin, v'shachach asrei, am a regal asoros, hasora oseret. Okay. Two dots. Nitnu. Time? Yeah, lots of time. Not everyone's sleeping. Nitnu Erev b'makom echad. They placed the Erev in one of the chatzeros, meaning they got together the inner one, the outer one. They heard this idea that that rite of passage where you can mess things up, where the Kiva's Shita, Tana, the Tana Kama Shita, they all got together. But yet, Shechach Echad, one of them forgot, Bein Mina Penimus. So just a David Tzadi over here. The Lashon of the Mishnah is funny, but Makom Echad. We have to use a Makom Echad for it. Just say where it is. My Makom Echad. Simen Chitona Atzma Bayad Yachida Ravina Velo Mishkach Bifanim. That's the Simen of the Sugya. Each one of them is going to be the different Sugya. We'll just see the first one today. Omer Rev Yehuda Omer Rav Chitona. What's the Makom Echad? It's the outer place. Umay kari la makom echad. Why are we calling it makom echad? Why does it mean makom echad? Makom miyuchad l'shtehem. It's the makom that is miyuchad for the both of them. And that's lashon echad. Since the inner one has to use the outer chatzer, it's makom miyuchad to them also. I didn't see this last Rashi on the case before. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Chitzona. Oh, that's our case. Okay, it's in the Chitzona. Tahatam penimet asur, the inner one is asur mishum shaka. They forgot the chitzona. They get also because the outer one forgot. The lekala meimet stalak mine the tishamish the latele ruva gaba the chitzona mitzra bishchaka the penimus, and the outer one will be asur when someone from the inner one did it mishum regular asur. That's the case. Aval not nua b'pnimis. That's explaining why it was in the outer case. But if they placed the Erev on the inner one, chitzono hu d'mistra. Only they're going to be asa. B'shachat d'pnimis. Mishum regal asor. Aval p'nimis. Lo mistra mishum shachachat d'chitzono. D'yachad adashim mishtamsha. Since they'll have to go through it anyway, it's not going to asra it. Have a good Shabbos.